temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfilment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, November the 12th. And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I must say, you're shrinking by the week, aren't you? Every week, a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
Snake hips coming out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can see your little shoulder collarbones sticking out now.
Yeah, right. That'll be the day.
Now, where have you been? Where have you been frolicking this week, your business week, last week?
Last week, I was really busy, actually, as normal, trawling around Kent, having fun, talking to lots of businesses. I've got a very busy week this week.
I know.
I've got
where
some
are you
very
speaking?
Interesting things. Well, first thing tomorrow morning, I'm going over to Herne Bay to meet the folks from the Herne Bay Job Centre.
Fabulous.
The Cracker Sparrows, which will be very nice. And then I'm meeting with the lovely Natalia from Canterbury City Council at lunchtime. I am indeed. And then in the evening, I'm speaking at Oakland School in Sandwich.
Okay, what are you speaking to the kids?
Well, it's a very special school, and it's for not kids so much as late teens, early 20s, with special needs.
So is that physical or
a mixture, but mostly with autism and those kind of things, which... and I'm talking about work. So basically, it's looking at the kind of work that those guys could do. Mm. And there's lots of things that they can do. You just got to work in the right thing around what their issues are.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow.
That's brilliant. And?
And then the day after, I'm speaking at the... I think you got an email about it later. I'm actually doing a keynote at the Business Community Breakfast in Medway.
You're rocking, aren't you?
I know, but everything's first thing in the morning, and I don't do mornings. I'm not really good in the mornings.
No, but then you can just, you know, lounge in the afternoon, can't you?
That'll be the day.
Put your smoking jacket on.
Anyway, I'd just like to say a big thank you for today's show sponsor.
I would.
Who is Jackie Murphy of... specialistdogtraining.co.uk. Thank you very much for sponsoring our show. And Jackie, it looks like we may have another customer for you, because we have someone in the studio that's been floating around pictures of their little puppy.
Yes, with a howling
yeah,
puppy.
Yeah, who's in need of some training. So we will be putting them in touch with you soon. But thank you very much for sponsoring the Business Bunker Show. It is much appreciated. So that's specialistdogtraining.co.uk and the lovely Jackie Murphy. We have loads of things coming up on the show today, but this is for you, the businesses of Kent. So more than anything, we'd like to hear from you. You can call us on 01303 874 998, but you're more likely to get a hold of us by emailing us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk or by following me on the Twitter at VanillaWeb. That's at VanillaWeb on the Twitter. We have already had 2,936.5 tweets in. Well,
your mother's on the Twitter then, is she?
Yeah, she's hitting it. She's banging it. She's got Hootsuite in a muddle and she's just flooded us with emails, with tweets. No, we have got half a dozen tweets, if not more already. Actually, it's 40. But don't start reading them from the top of the list, Jules.
Oh, I already am. Yeah, Unite Works. Join Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin, and guest Mike Bailey, JM Recruitment. You've forgotten the hyphen there, Unite Works. It's JM hyphen Recruitment. On today's Business Bunker Show at 1 p.m. with the fabulous Bethany Rossiter as well. So thank you for that, Unite Works.
Cool. I've had an email, actually, which is kind of a double level thing.
Don't
which
call
is
me
really
Ashley.
Nice. I don't know if you saw on the Twitter yesterday, but one of our listeners, Brenda Cameron, was in drastic need of help as her laptop had just died. And we managed to put her in touch with the lovely Billy Dean. We extracted him from your wardrobe.
Yes.
We released him back into the wild.
This is a standing joke, listener, that I keep him trapped in my wardrobe.
Billy is trapped in Jules's wardrobe. She called him round once to fix her computer, fell in love with him, and locked him in her wardrobe. ever since.
He's a bit of a charmer.
Billy's lovely, but we did manage to extract Billy from Jules's wardrobe and send him to help Brenda. And we've had an email about it, and it says, good afternoon, Paul and Jules. First of all, I'd like to give a big shout out for Billy Dean of SOS Computers, who you recommended to fix my laptop. What a smashing bloke. He sorted me out in moments. We don't need to know about that, Brenda. And I was very, very impressed. So well done to Billy for that.
Can you send him back now, please, Brenda?
Yeah, Jules would like him back now, please. Yeah. Well done for that, Billy. And we knew that he'd do a great job because he's a fabulous lad and he's really brilliant at sorting out technical problems. So that's a big shout out from Brenda and us for Billy Dean at SOS Computers. And then Brenda says, I wonder if you'd mind giving a mention to my next Lightning Process course, which is running on the 27th to the 29th of November in Whitstable.
At the castle.
Probably.
It is. No, I know that for a fact.
Good. Thank you. The Lightning Process is a 3-day training course that teaches people how to influence their life, health and well-being using techniques based on how the mind and body interact. I suffered with ME for years before I discovered these techniques and was so blown away by the results that I just had to study and qualify so that I could let other people know that this stuff exists and works. My clients generally find themselves stuck and frustrated with their health, life and well-being and will usually have tried everything else to get back to having a great life. What's unique about the Lightning Process is that most clients see changes on day one of the course. So if anybody would like to find out more about that work, I'd be very happy to chat with them. This is not something that I sell to clients. It's about looking at whether the Lightning Process is good for them. And just reading testimonials on my website and hearing how others have changed their lives sometimes is enough to lift their spirits. And that's from the lovely Brenda Cameron. She's a life reconstructor, and you can get hold of Brenda at her website, which is www.brendacameron.co.uk. You can find her on Facebook, which is facebook.com/life-u-love, all one word, life you love. Or you can follow her on the Twitter at Brenda Cameron 2. So do follow up with that. If you are interested in looking at the Lightning Process course at Whitstable Castle, apparently, on the 27th to the 29th of November.
I'm pretty sure it's at Whitstable Castle, which is a fabulous venue. And
well, let's hope so now that you've announced that it is there.
I'm
otherwise, she's
sure.
going to have to rush off and book the castle now, isn't she?
Well, if not, it's all round to my house.
Yeah.
But it's the Lightning course is a very,
I knew
very,
she had an angle of getting Billy back in her wardrobe. And didn't we all fall for that?
Have you seen Billy, though? I mean, he's dark-haired, blue eyes, Irish, you know, touch the blarney. You know where I'm going, Beth?
I do.
Very, very handsome. And he does, you know, laptops and things as well. So he's very geeky.
That's an added bonus, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know if he can cook. I need to ask that.
You don't want much, do you?
No.
Cool. Okay. Start with an email, then.
Okay. I was busy tweeting then. You interrupted me.
I know. That's why I told you to start with an email.
I know. You plan it. We've had a lot of new followers, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Kent and Victor Chamber Workshops. There's a breakfast networking with business, and this includes your full English. It's 8 to 9.30. It's an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight to highlight its products and services and how these can help other businesses. The guest speaker is Rachel Downer, that's Canterbury HR, and she's helping you deal with staff issues when businesses use social media and what the boundaries are. So very interesting one there. And that's this Friday the 15th at the Dog and Bear in Lenham, and then that's the November. And then there's also one on the same date, the 15th, at the Best Western Manor Hotel Gravesend. So go to the website www.kentinvictorchamber.co.uk/events.
Cool. Thank you for that. Some quick tweets to read out, just people that are saying they're listening in. We've got Be Fast Friends, that's Breakfast Friends and Seven Oaks are listening. The Business Community Breakfast, BCB_Kent. These are their Twitter handles, by the way. And Pete Bresser of Bresser Photography all say hi and that they're listening in. And Penny Williams, the lovely Penny Williams of the Big Plan Group, has asked for a shout out, and it's my absolute pleasure to give a shout out to the Big Plan Group. That's their Twitter handle at Big Plan Group. And there's your shout out, Pen. Do another email, Jules.
Okay. I'm just tweeting to Billy Dean.
I know, that's why I'm stopping you, because you get obsessed with that.
Ecumedia has said hello, and he's given us a lovely photo of his office. It's got a little monkey and a banana.
Hello, Brant.
I think he's rebranded. Am I right, Brant? That looks like a new logo. I'm not quite sure. I think it is. It looks very nice and fresh and zingy. And not a monkey in sight on the logo. Kent and Victor Chamber Workshops. There's a sales and marketing for today. And this is your last chance to book, they tell us. It's free to attend. And it's at the River Centre in Tonbridge, 9:30 to 12:30. And it's Wednesday the 13th of November. So that's manana. And also there's another one, which is Wednesday the 11th of December. So next month, product design. The design can help you improve your sustainability credentials, create products and services that make people happy, and it has positive benefits on businesses' bottom line. Glad they put a line on there. Find out about product design and why it matters. Design disciplines, the processes, methods and the thinking behind it. Now, this is free to attend. It's at 9:30 to 12:30 at the Royal Wells Hotel, Tunbridge Wells. And that's Wednesday the 11th of December. To book these, go on to the 3ws.kentinvictorchamber.co.uk events website.
Cool. I've had a couple of tweets from the stonkingly gorgeous Rebecca Nutt at Serenity Health and Beauty.
Yes.
Over there in Swalecliffe and Canterbury. And she's told us about two things that are happening. There's the charity chest wax. I did that once. I am never doing that again.
Didn't you have tassels on your nipples?
I had tassels on my nipples.
Displayed in the front window?
I was in the front window of a shop on Whitstable High Street having my chest waxed for breast cancer. And they also, to cover my modesty, they put tassels on my nipples. I mean,
you
really
mean
ridiculous.
To aid breast cancer, not for breast cancer. You didn't want to get breast cancer.
You know what I mean.
You're not
Stop
trying
being
to get
obtuse.
It. I am. I'm feeling curmudgeonly.
Yeah. Anyway, I had my chest waxed, so I'm a little bit of a hairy person. Well, I was. And it hurt. It hurt big time. But the interesting thing was...
seeing you lounging in the newspapers across the window.
The local press came and photographed it and put it in the papers. And my youngest son was still at school then as well. And I even got an email from the headmaster saying, "Ooh, I saw you in the paper." Oh, God. But the funny thing was, there was a huge crowd outside the window.
Just
huge crowd
throwing melons.
No, they were actually donating money. We actually raised quite a lot of money, but it was really interesting. All the women were killing themselves laughing, and all the men were grimacing and going, "Oh God, no, that must hurt." And boy, did that hurt.
Yeah, it did.
But anyway, not to put anyone off,
since you did that,
what
rehab is now up for sale.
How could you top that? Yeah. Mm. Anyway, we raised, I can't remember, we raised £1,600 for that, apparently.
Well done.
Yeah. Anyway, Becca...
Danger money.
Becca is doing a charity chest wax on Thursday the 14th of November, that's this Thursday, raising money. I hope she's not going to wax her chest.
This is... I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think she's got a hair on her. But this is her poor accountant. I mean...
That's right, yeah.
You know, who'd want to be her accountant?
Yeah, well, he's probably got to keep the business, hasn't he? Yeah. Have his chest waxed. Isn't it Andrew, his
poor
name?
Poor man, yes.
Andrew, yeah. So, Andrew, good luck, mate. I'll be thinking of you. That's this Thursday, so do donate some money from that.
I think...
And you can follow Rebecca on the Twitter and find out how to donate. And it's at Serenity Becca is her Twitter handle.
And it's there on the corner of Swalecliffe if you're trotting in to watch and cheer.
Yeah.
And she's got some special offers at the moment with facials and guinos and massages.
Yeah, well, she's also got an Xmas Open evening at Serenity Whitstable on the 27th of November between 6 and 8 p.m.
Yes, well worth going. I shall probably be mincing about there. She's also got a salon if you're in Canterbury, which is at Stephen James in Castle Street. So you can park in that little Castle Street, just near Fruitworks, actually.
Sure. I've had an email. I don't know if you remember Nick. Nick Saunders was on the show.
Nick, 25th of December.
No, not that Nick.
Oh.
Probably coming up 2 years ago now, maybe. And Nick... if you remember, did a psychometric test on air.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Which was really brilliant. Well, he's just dropped me an email to say that he's got a brand new website up with all this stuff on it. Insights Discovery is what it's called, is a highly effective framework for adapting and connecting with others based on self-understanding. It literally transforms people's self-perception, productivity and performance. The system is easy to understand and use and can be put into practice immediately and gets results. And there's a new website, which is www.nick-saunders.co.uk. Do check it out. I did that live on air and it was absolutely spooky how accurate it was.
It was very, very accurate, yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah. It said I was a total waste of time and a layabout.
And curmudgeonly.
And you couldn't get more accurate than that if you tried.
And curmudgeonly.
And curmudgeonly. It did say curmudgeonly.
With a brain like an elephant.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they were true. Go Vicinity Creative is tweeting and saying, hi, Penny Williams, hashtag superlady, at the Big Plan Group from all of us, Go Vicinity 2, and Jules Serkin copied us all in there. And Brenda Cameron says, thanks for the mention, Paul and Jules. Billy is released, but promises to come back.
He's back into the wild.
Yes.
He's running free, folks.
Not cool. For long.
Do you know what?
Tunage?
We're going to have a bit of tunage, and then we're going to speak to our first
guest.
And
what are you playing?
I'm going to play a bit of Nat King Cole.
Oh, lovely.
Route 66.
Ooh.
That's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66.
Smooth, wasn't it?
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
It was very smooth.
Is your microphone up?
Yeah, Nat King Cole. Route 66, awesome, huh? We've got a new show on Channel Radio, which is Jamie's Jazz Show.
Oh, yeah.
On a Thursday evening.
Yeah.
And he's been playing a bit of Nat King Cole, and I was producing the show the other night, and I thought, oh, I'm going to have that. That was lovely. That was well
smooth. I do like Nat. Nobody sings like him.
Absolutely.
And I was listening to New Potatoes last, whenever
you were,
it was
indeed,
on,
last Tuesday.
Live, yeah. Because my new husband's in Burma at the moment, yeah. Which is now Myanmar, so I have time to myself. Mm. So, yeah, it was a really, really good show, and anyone that hasn't listened, it's 9 o'clock on Tuesday evening, so that's this evening, playing new and unsigned bands with Jamie Liftarm.
Yeah, but the music he plays is absolutely cracking.
I really enjoyed it.
It really is good quality stuff that he picks, and it's fabulous stuff. I mean, there's a couple of items that they do in the show. There's the Pigs Can't Look Up track, which is based on a factoid that we read early on in the show, that apparently pigs are unable to look up, and that just struck us as being funny. So we pick a comedy track every week,
which
is
called The Nick, have
they? Yeah, no, but it's called The Pigs Can't Look Up track because it's comedy. And the week before last, we had the Badger Biscuits with a song called Beige. And it was cracking. The pair of us, we were in the studio, and we were just on the floor laughing our heads off, and we missed the cue to come back on air because we were laughing so much.
Well, there's nothing
new
there.
No, it's a great show. Do listen, 9 o'clock tonight, Channel Radio.
There's a funny old chap on it, though, with sort of a hairless chest.
With the producer, me. Yeah. Oh, just the producer.
That chirps in every now and then with a factoid.
Yeah.
Worth listening, anyway.
Yeah, it's cool. I'll tell you what, read a couple more tweets. You're going to read from the top, aren't you?
Yeah, well, at Brant McNaughton says, yes, we're all good. We're all good. See, it's Southeast little Kiwi. We're all good at Echo Media. Thanks. Yes, new logo and website. Not tardy, which is a standing joke because he's actually tuned in on time. Hello. And I'm going to read a little email now as well. Oh, and in answer to Bethany, our next guest's question, the next tweet up is kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. That's the website. You can see all the venues there. It's the third Thursday of the month at Whitstable Hotel Continental. So that's Thursday, not this one, but the one after, because we just had the Faversham one. And the last Thursday of the month, it's at Lenley's, which is Roper Road, Canterbury. All welcome. And just check out the website, www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. Follow them at Kent Tweetup on Twitter. There's a quite contrary Christmas shopping evening. Mary will be there. 29th of November, it's 6:30. There's free wine and nibbles. Come to quite contrary.
Now, Jules, come back. Come back. It's not on yet.
Didn't say nipples, I said nibbles, Paul Andrews, just in case. So that's at...
But now you said it now, haven't you?
I know. 150 Tankerton Road, and that is quite contrary, a little cake and tea shop there. Meet all the new suppliers and choose some fabulous homemade goodies, perfect for Christmas presents. Nice to hear Tankerton mentioned on the Business Bunker.
Oh, there you go.
And also the Best Western York House Hotel in Eastbourne. Join us for a two-night stay from the 1st of November to the 31st of March. That's a bit more than two-night stay, isn't it? And take advantage of this great offer. I love the way you snort.
Yeah.
Two-night special. It's £99 a room. Enjoy two-night stay for two people in a standard double or twin room with a full English on both mornings. You can upgrade to a sea view room at £25 a night. And there is a pet-friendly £10 supplement, Bethany. There you go.
So you can go then, Jules.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Well, strangely enough, I'm just going to read out this email because you've interrupted me, and then I'll say, strangely enough, what is. info@yorkhousehotel.co.uk. Get your pen, I'll read out a phone number. So that's info@yorkhousehotel.co.uk if you fancy a two-night special in Eastbourne. And the number is 01323 412 918. And the funny thing is that when Bethany, our guest, was taking photos earlier, she took one of Paul Andrews, and then he was smiling, and, you know, he's lost weight, so he's a little bit cocky, and he's had his image consultant. He's wearing his aubergine today, if you're a listener, little aubergine number. And then Bethany held up the iPad and said, "Here you are, Paul." And it was a Cairn Terrier or a poodle or something. Actually, yes, quite doggy.
You got that in because you were worried I was going to use that, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, you got in first. Yes. Well done. Right, we've had a new listener who has tweeted in called Marlo Yard.
Oh.
That's what they're called on the Twitter, Marlo Yard. And it says, "Hi, Vanilla Web, could we have a shout out for Digital Comms Angel?" I think they mean agency. Digital Comms Agency, Marlo Yard. As you know, we too are passionate about social marketing. So do give them a follow on the Twitter, Marlo Yard. That's Marlowe Yard, all one word. Marlo is in the theatre in Canterbury.
Mm-hmm.
And also Gullen's Employment in Maidstone have said hi. That's the solicitors, Gullen's.
Hello. Look, the tall one's on the Twitter.
Hi, Janice. You're right.
She's listening in, tuned in. Do you know what she said? She said she really enjoys listening to me.
Does she?
Yeah, didn't mention you.
Yeah. No, she does a lot of work for the underprivileged.
She said that I make her feel relaxed.
Yeah, you make us all feel relaxed. You make us feel comatose. In fact, I can fall asleep listening to you.
You are so rude. You know, she's got a special offer for Business Bunker listeners, and she's going to tweet it in a minute. So that's brilliant.
Cool.
And the old print works. Hello to them as well.
Good. Well, I'm going to do one more email, and then we're going to come to our first guest.
Fabulous.
What do you reckon?
I do.
It's a very quick email I've got here. It's from Connect.
I've heard you like a quickie.
We'll ignore that. It's from Connect It. Are you paying more than £15 a month for your business mobile contract? If you are, please contact us at info@connect-it.co on 08456 885 122, and they will sort that out for you. So if you want to pay less for your business mobile contract, contact Connect It. There is a link to Connect It on the Business Bunker website. Everything you hear on the show today, everything read out, will be linked on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website under today's show, which is show number 149.
Because it's our birthday, isn't it?
Next week.
Yeah.
It's our fourth birthday.
So all cake, greatly received. Some gluten-free ones would be nice if Will Britton's listening. The chef at Abbott's Barton, who does fabulous brownies. I was going to say something and I've forgotten what it was.
Oh, good. So, basically, we can talk to our first guest
Janice
now.
Janice Watton's saying that you're really cheeky, Paul Andrews. Yeah, yeah.
I like that, Janice. You can call me cheeky anytime you like. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker for the first time Mr. Mike Bailey, Chief Executive of JM Recruitment. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Paul. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us. It's an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio with us. I'm going to start off by asking you to tell us a little bit about your background and how you kind of got started in the recruitment business, and then we'll go on from there.
Okay, thank you very much. And may I say how smart you look in your burgundy this afternoon?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, somebody appreciates it.
You're headed enough, you know.
And on the gluten-free subject, Jules, I've got a goodie bag for you from Binny at Bleen Londis.
Ah, Binny, Whitstable High Street.
He's a good man.
Binny, yeah.
Budgeons at Whitstable as well. What a top man.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a look. Oh, yes.
Top man.
Oh, thank you, Binny. That's so nice of you. Thank you.
Okay, how did I get started? I was in the police force for a very short period before getting into the transport industry. And drove and built my own transport company up over 20 years before suffering in the last recession. Fortunate enough to be able to sell it off without owing anybody any money, and was able to get all the drivers out to employment. And during that period, I put my CV out into the market and ended up working for an excellent company, Lenham Storage, as their transport manager. I then moved into recruitment 5 years later and set up JM Recruitment in January 2004. So we're rapidly approaching our 10-year anniversary.
Wow, that's cool. So you were at Lenham Storage. They're a fabulous company. They've been around for donkey's years as well, haven't they, Lenham Storage?
They're a great company, yeah. Yes, indeed they are.
So you were working for them, then you decided to set up a recruitment business, and you're based in Sittingbourne, I think.
We are. We're based in Sittingbourne High Street. We have an office in the High Street, which is now our registration centre, and we have another office in St George's Place.
Okay, cool. Tell our listener, the one that's still here.
If he's still there, yeah.
Yeah, because Jules puts them all off. They all go very quickly. Tell our listener a bit about the kind of area that you work in. And I mean work area as much as geographic.
Of course.
We'll cover both. But
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're in a very similar area to your fine sponsors. Mm-hmm. We offer a wide range from warehouse work through to, we just started in transport. We do packing. We do a lot of catering. We have an excellent consultant called Christina who does our catering for us. Mm-hmm. Another excellent consultant, Cara, who's starting to develop our office side for us. And I have two very hardworking boys, Jason and Matt, who are running our industrial desk for us. So we offer a wide range, and we're just developing now nicely our catering and our office admin section.
Cool. Do you specialise in temps, or do you do permanent and temp? How does it work?
The reality of life is 90% of our business is temp work.
Sure.
Just because of the nature of our beast. Mm. We do offer temp to perm for all our clients. We're lucky to have a long-standing relationship with the vast majority of our clients. And one of the things we set up with them very early on in their agreement was that we would do temp to perm or offer temp to perm agreements with them, which seems to work very nicely for them. It gives them the option of taking them on full time if they wish. But we do start now, just starting, because of the nature of our business is changing slightly with the catering and the office, we're starting to do a few more temp to perm or perm placements.
Cool. I'm manically in favour of temp work, and I spend lots of time arguing with people about this. But I think, especially for young people coming into the workplace for the first time, temp work is a great way of gaining experience, finding out whether you like particular types of work, and not making a mess of your CV. And you try and explain that to people, and they won't have it. But I'm a manic believer in that. And funnily enough, this is a bit of poetic license, but I actually started my first business 25 years ago as a temp. Now, a bit of a specialist temp, but a temp nonetheless. I was temping, and I had so much work that I couldn't do it all myself, so I hired someone else to help me, and then my business grew from there. Now, I'm not suggesting everybody would like to start their own business by doing temp work, but I think it's a fabulous way of achieving lots of different things. And so many people will say to me, oh, no, there's no point doing temp work. I just won't have it. And even my own kids, I'd say to them, do temp work. Because I speak to lots of college leavers, university graduates, and school leavers about the world of work. And every single one of them says to me the same thing. I don't know what I want to do. There's no surprise that you don't know what you want to do. You have no experience to know what you'd want to do. So doing temp work is a great way of finding out, isn't it? Without suffering.
It's a perfect way of finding out.
Yeah.
No, it's a great way for people to dip their toe into the work.
Yeah.
We have a lot of students working for us, and it's great for them. But we're a firm believer in the temp market because, as we've already said, it can lead to temp to perm. And I think in our coming up to 10 years, we've been fortunate enough to put 300 people into full-time employment.
Right.
And they've all started out as temps.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a great way for people. It's a great way for the individual starting work to step out and see if they're going to enjoy that position. And it's a great way for the clients to look at our temp workers and say, are they up to speed?
Yeah.
Is there a place for them? And it's working well for all parties.
Absolutely. And you've also got this element of flexibility. So if you're in a situation where you're a single parent or something like that, and you can't work full time, there are opportunities to work part-time or to work at hours that suit you. So if you've got kids at school and you don't, you know, you can't take work while you pick them up, you could do evening work or weekend work.
Yeah.
So the whole flexibility thing works for both sides of the equation too.
It's fantastic. With the catering, particularly with the catering, it's fantastic for that because they are evenings, they're weekend shifts, they can be short shifts.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for somebody that just wants to do a bit of work and keep themselves busy.
Mm.
A lot of our work is ongoing and is regular, so the temps are working regularly. Obviously under all the agency worker regulations, etc.
Sure.
But there is regular work for them. But you're absolutely right, for those people that just want to be able to dip their toe in every now and again, the catering is fantastic for that. And even with some of the office work, we're finding people want to be doing half days or a couple of hours here and a couple of hours there. And that's the beauty of the temp work. You're absolutely right. It's getting people out there and getting them back into the workplace.
Yeah, absolutely. And even office work has out of hours contracts now as well, because you know you've got loads of contact centres, booking places, especially in Kent, because we have things like the ferry companies and Eurostar and all those kind of companies, as well as insurance companies, which have claims lines that are open until 10 o'clock at night these days as well. So there's a whole range of different type of work that you can do on that basis.
Absolutely right. I mean, we are genuinely 24/7, and we are finding that we're having staff working on Saturdays and Sundays. We just had our bookings in over the Christmas period, and we've actually got staff, believe it or not, working Christmas Day and Boxing Day. There's work there, as you quite rightly say, 24/7. And again, there are people in the office work, in the office administration side, that can do evenings, and that's just the nature of our business.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about Christmas work, actually, because we're looking for a Santa role for the lady in the red dress over there.
Where's the lady?
True. I was being nice to you, Jules.
Yeah, but it's such a shock that I just can't ever believe it, Mike. You know, I get hounded day and night.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, but Christmas, of course. And I was just thinking also with the catering industry, I know that I did a lot of work for Hilda Marie Smith, and she'd often, you know, you get three weddings that all come at once, so that, you know, temping is the perfect
That's
way
just you, Jules.
To take on.
Most people don't get married that often.
Oh, dear. But, you know, temping is the perfect way to just get waiting staff, silver service, front of house, you know, on a short-term basis.
No, absolutely. We have a large catering client that we use us for five different events in a weekend, and that causes Christina some headaches, I'm sure. Mm. But absolutely right. That's the beauty of it. That's the flexibility of it. It is keeping people out there and giving the client the flexibility to pull staff in two, three on a shift. And occasionally, as you say, we're spreading ourselves across the board like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just had a tweet in, Paul. Regarding this, and it's from Kevin Moorhen.
Yeah,
Moorhen.
It's spelled Moorhen, but it's pronounced Moorhen.
Moorhen, do you know him?
Yeah, I do.
Hi, Kevin. And he says, temp work, Mike, is the best way to start in any company, not only for the temp, but for the company as well as contracting.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's brilliant. Thanks for that, Kevin.
So, coming up to your 10th anniversary. What have you got planned? Have you got anything planned specially to celebrate that? Cake, here we go.
We haven't got anything planned at the moment. Yes, interestingly, talking to your other guest earlier, she's also approaching her 10th anniversary. So
she doesn't look it, does she?
So we're probably going to have a joint party. No, we don't know. We're desperate to get settled and get a new premises in Sittingbourne.
Right.
That's our base. That's where we're going to be operating from for many, many years to come. But we're hopefully going to be planning something special for our 10th anniversary.
Fabulous. So you're looking for new premises in Sittingbourne as well?
We are indeed.
Is that due to expansion? You're getting bigger?
It's due to expansion. We've outgrown our first office. We're rapidly outgrowing our second office. So we're expanding. It's a positive story, and we are looking for premises, preferably on the high street. The nature of our business, we need walk-ins, so we need a high street presence.
Absolutely. Fabulous. That's good stuff. We could talk about that all day, but unfortunately we're kind of running out of time, Mike. For the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. That's Mike Bailey, Chief Executive of JM Recruitment, and you can find... Now, give us a shout for your website.
Yep, it's www.jm-recruitment.co.uk.
jm-recruitment.co.uk. There is a link to that website on the Kent Business Radio website. So if you want to find out, if you either want to look at availability of temp work, you can look there. Or if you're an employer looking for more temporary staff, then by the same token, go and have a look on their website and make contact with the guys over there. And I'm sure they'll help you. Mike, thank you so much for joining us on the Business
Bunker.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show and feel free to join in. But for the moment, Mr. Mike Bailey, JM Recruitment, thank you for joining the Business Bunker.
And Mike's had an accolade here from the Abbotts Barton Hotel, and they're saying, Mike is the nicest person ever, great recruitment company.
Oh, they've never met him?
They have.
Oh, right, okay.
They've known him on many an occasion. No doubt he's been to the Brownies and tried Will Britton's Brownies.
Cool. So, good. Go with it. Have you got another tweet there?
No, I'm going to read you an email because I'm feeling curmudgeonly.
Well, I'm going to read a tweet first.
Oh, right then.
I've had a tweet from the lovely Dawn Russell.
After you.
Dawn is listening in and she's saying, the first item on my to-do list on a Tuesday is to listen to the Business Bunker show.
Your to-do.
On the to-do list to-do. Is to listen to the Business Bunker show.
Thank you.
So that is really cool. Thank you for that, Dawn. And you can find out, you can follow Dawn on the Twitter at @DDawnRussell.
Okay, so Unite Works, Microsoft Office Tips and Tricks. That's Wednesday the 6th of November. I've lost track. That's gone, isn't it? I'm in some little time warp. Let's throw him out. Networking Hub event at Canterbury Innovation Centre. And this is on the 27th of November. It's 11 till 1. It's a networking event and it's a free one as well. And it's hosted by Basepoint in the business centres across the country. So let's just read out www.canterburyinnovationcentre.co.uk, and that's Joe Clark, the centre manager, and the speaker is Jason Dodd from Jason Dodd Photography, know him well, and he'll be giving a talk on his entrepreneurial journey. So he was an award winner in the 2013 Professional Photographer of the Year.
Brilliant.
Thank you for that.
We've had a tweet from F Keys.
Hello.
And F Keys are the Microsoft training specialists that are based over in Rochester, and they are really superb. And in fact, Alex of F Keys is coming over to me next week to give me some help, support, advice and training on using Outlook.
You've had quite a lot of training from him recently.
Yeah, because he's really brilliant.
I know he is.
I've used all these products for years. I've used them for years and years and years. And I was sat there one day and Mike was looking over my shoulder and he went, what are you doing that for? I've always done that. He went, you don't want to do it like that. You want to do it like this.
They're showing shortcuts.
I went, blimey, why didn't you tell me that before? And he said, because you never asked. And he then started showing me loads of things that radically improved my productivity in the space of 5 minutes, just knowing stuff. And then I started going, well, it would be really great if I could actually have done that. And he went, oh, for goodness sake, Paul, you can. You just do this. So I thought, why don't I book a training session? So he's doing a one-to-one training session for me, 2 hours. Not this Wednesday, but Wednesday after, and I'm really looking forward to that. And you can do that too. That's with Alex from F Keys. You can follow them on the Twitter at @F Keys, or you can find them on their website, which is f-keys.co.uk.
Very knowledgeable chap, Alex, and all round good egg on the Twitter.
He's a very good man.
I run a company called Oakwood First Aid Limited.
No, you don't.
Says Kevin
Hatter.
Your
press-up group, I know.
Says Kevin Hatter. So this is Oakwood First Aid, and it provides first aid training and supplies to the general public and businesses. And it's run by experienced NHS nurses. You like a nurse, don't you, Paul Andrews? And paramedics who want to use years of experience to teach first aid. So if you want to find out about this, it's... at the Danes Hotel, the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, talking of dogs, in Hollingbourne. It's on the 18th of November, and the price is £85 plus VAT, and it's just been reduced down to £65 plus VAT.
Cool.
And the course is recognised by HSE and is perfect for small businesses. So the website to go to is www.oakwoodfirstaid.co.uk. You can follow them on the Twitter, and that's Oakwood First Aid. Kevin Hatter is the MD. Thanks for that, Kev.
Brilliant. Thank you. We've had a tweet from Lenley's, serving lunch in the Terrazzo restaurant and selling beds. And we're tuned in and listening to the Business Bunker show. Mm. And we're listening to Vanilla Web, Jewel Sirkin, and waiting for Mirage Designs to come on.
Lovely.
That's Lenley's, Roper Road, Canterbury, the ubiquitous furniture store. So, and that'll be Dennis Brophy, head of beds,
yeah,
won't it?
Yeah, head of beds. Yeah. He'll be sorting out a little Vispring.
Yeah. I've got an email here from the lovely, gorgeous Lee Bennett, who says, good afternoon, Paul. Doesn't mention you at all anywhere.
No.
Just says, good afternoon, Paul.
I'll get her back.
Just says, good afternoon, Paul. Not that Jules. Don't mention Jules. would really appreciate if you could give us a mention. The Friars at Aylesford Priory have a Christmas fair on the 23rd and 24th of November.
Is it a fair or a fair?
It's a fair.
Mm?
It's a fair of my little chickadee.
Yeah. No, that's completely wrong.
Is it?
It's not American, is it? It's West Country, isn't it?
No, I thought you wanted me to...
You've gone a bit Nashville.
No, I thought you wanted me to do Elizabethan again, wench.
Yeah, I like you. You haven't done that for a while.
I've done Elizabethan for a while, have I?
You tend to do it in the winter, though.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Well, in the winter now.
No, when we get the ale out.
All right, wench.
But Chickadee, I think you've gone a bit country, Nashville.
No, that was W.C. Fields. Have you ever heard of the famous W.C. Fields Christmas Fair sketch?
Is that the one with the nose, or is that Slozenger
Rant? You know nothing. No, that's Jimmy Durante. Yeah. Shut up, woman.
Who's Slozenger Rant? I don't know.
Shall I start that again?
Yeah.
Just so that we don't completely mess up her kind of email here.
Go on, then.
It's from Leslie Bennett. Lee Bennett, sorry.
Do you think we went off the rails there?
Lee Bennett. The Friars, Aylesford Priory, Christmas Fair, 23rd to 24th of November, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on both days. See the giant reindeer, visit Santa's grotto. Oh, yeah, I've got a job. Magic shows, music, food, carols, buy your Christmas gifts, and so much more. It's £3 entrance fee and £1 for children, and it plays a very important role in the fundraising activities for the Aylesford Priory set up there.
And talking of grotty, Seven Oaks Kent, that's at Breakfast Friends, are asking, at BeFast Friends on Twitter, are asking, when will Grotty Paul be a guest speaker for us at Breakfast Friends? Oh, sorry, they didn't say grotty. When will Paul be a guest speaker for us at Breakfast Friends? You don't like getting up.
I don't like
getting up. Can you not do a luncheon?
If you could do a breakfast lunch, I'd be up for that. Or brunch. I'd speak at brunch. I don't mind doing brunch.
Ideally, if it was me, I'd about three-ish for me is perfect.
Yeah, well, I'm up before that. I don't mind doing about 10 in the morning, but 7 o'clock, I can't be handling
that. I do get up early, but I swim and walk dogs and things, and juice and all sorts
of things. I won't even go to the Wealden Business Group breakfast meeting, and that's right opposite my house. It's less than 10 yards away.
You can just go in your wincey pyjamas to that.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I was partway through reading Lee's email when you interrupted.
Go on, then.
Because after the Christmas fair at Alsford Priory, she let me know a number of other dates where things are happening. On the 1st of December, there's a private function in the Pilgrims Hall. On the 13th of December, there's the Heart of Kent Light Up and Life from 4:30 p.m. And there's Carols by Candlelight with the Medway Brass Band, 7:15. That's £3 for adults. And then on the 15th of December, there's a Farmer's Market from 9:30. And there's afternoon tea, Christmas special. And you can book for the Pilgrims Hall at £12.50 per person. You can find out about all of those events by going to their website, which is www.thefriars.org.uk. That's Friars as in Friar Tuck, F-R-I-A-R-S.
You see, that's the perfect opportunity for you to do your friar thing, but don't say chickadee because that's just wrong.
You didn't
like
that, did you?
No, it was just wrong.
Telcare. Hello. The telecoms folks from over there in Rochester and Medway Business Estate have said hi and hello, and they're listening to the Business Bunker show. So welcome Lisa, Tina, Matt, Dave and all the crew over there. That's brilliant. And Karen Thomas, who is on the Twitter as Breathe Insure, Breathe, I-N-S-U-R-E, Breathe Insure. I think Karen is an insurance broker. And also, we've had a tweet from the Fat Carrot, who is neither fat nor a carrot.
She's very slim.
The slim Jane. And she says, looking for something different for company Christmas do, we are hosting a veggie charity meal on December the 14th. So there you go. If you fancy a veggie December Christmas meal, on December the 14th, the Fat Carrot is hosting a veggie charity meal. You can find out more about that by following the Fat Carrot 1. The Fat Carrot 1, that's the number 1 on the Twitter.
It's a completely eccentric family list, and if you follow them, because she's got Boy Carrot and the whole family have got carrot names. But I have partaken of her cakes, and they are divine. And her flapjacks on the Scoff and Quaff show, which is a superior show on at 11 to 12 live every Tuesday, all about Kent food and drink. So do tune in.
Cool. I've had a follow-up from Karen Thomas, who I just mentioned, who says, Kent business in need of help with property or liability insurance, give me a call on Maidstone, which is 01622 620531. Or you can follow her on the Twitter at Breathe Insure. So there you go. Cool.
Gillingham Dramatic Society, Jack and the Beanstalk, Stephen Jenner, and he's PR marketing department of the Gillingham Dramatic Society. And he says that they're looking for people or businesses to donate something for their raffle to help towards the costing of the show. And you could put up a poster or some flyers as a way to promote your business. And if you want to get involved in the Gillingham Dramatic Society, so if you're in the Gillingham area or you want to get into the Gillingham area, I think that's a good idea. You need to go on to www.facebook.com/ Gillingham Dramatic Society. And the shows are using local children and getting them involved, ranging from the age of 6 to 18. And so that's a great thing to support there, the drama, amateur shows. Thank you very much for sending that in. And that's Jeanette Davis, who's the chairman.
Brilliant. Thank you. Farning and Butchers have said hi to the Business Bunker. And I happen to know, wait for this, that the Farning and Butchers won Sevenoaks Sausage of the Year 2013.
Wow.
How about that?
Well, I think it's, isn't it Sausage Week this week?
It's National Sausage Week.
Yeah. Well done to you guys. Have you partaken of their sausages?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to?
I certainly would try one of their sausages, but they are a long way from where I live.
Just the one?
Yeah. Yes, because I'm eating modestly.
Oh.
You could have the other 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Farning and Butchers did, in fact, win the Sevenoaks Sausage of the Year.
Well done, guys.
Which is brilliant, isn't it?
Well done.
Do you know what? we're going to play a bit more tunage, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to our next guest.
She could make the studio look fabulous.
And just as a little bit of a clue, I've got the Manic Street Peaches.
Fabulous.
Peaches. Design for life.
Peaches.
Business Bunker.
Oh, the Manic Street Preachers there with Design for Life.
So glad you put an R into that.
Yeah, and that brings us nicely to our next guest. It's an absolute stonking pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker show Bethany Rossiter, Design Director of Mirage Designs. Hi, Beth.
Hello, Paul.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Cool. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about Beth, and then we can move on to Mirage Designs, and then we can discuss my house.
Okay, thank you.
And the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the studio, definitely.
Yeah, she's already criticised my curtains. Mind you, I don't blame her because they're a bit awful, aren't they?
I thought your sideburns looked quite good today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was actually headhunted by a leading estate agent about 12, 13 years ago to actually set up an overseas division, whereby we were working with clients who were buying properties in Spain, France, Cyprus, and in other European countries, which sort of led me to actually having the passion for looking at new properties and show homes and designing and colour schemes, etc. I then went on to have my twins, who are now 9.
You've got twins?
I have indeed.
Have you really?
Yes. So decided I wanted to do something that I absolutely love doing, that I've got a passion for, whilst working alongside my children and being able to build a business that could allow me to do the school run, as well as obviously working with, with obviously clients, doing something that I enjoy.
Cool. So you started Mirage Design. Yep. As we heard earlier when we were talking to Mike, you're almost 10 years old as well.
Yeah, absolutely. In January as well.
Cool. Well, there you go. So can't be bad. So I want to discuss this whole issue of design. As someone that hasn't got a design bone in my body, you only got to look at me to see my colours clash and all the rest of it.
The aubergine's working well.
Oh, is it? Okay, good. I like her. She's really nice. Tell us a little bit about how you work. I mean, do you... For a start, do you do domestic or commercial or both?
Yeah, we do domestic and commercial. We offer a design and colour consultation whereby we can come out, have a look at the property, sit with you, look at your ideas, and then help to implement those ideas, as well as working with developers, helping them design show homes. And we also offer a removal service. So once they have sold the show home, we can then actually move it to the next property and so on.
Okay, that's cool. So you set up a house for sales and marketing purposes, and then once they flogged it, you box it all up and shift it to another one.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Making the most of their investment.
That's cool. Although sometimes they do flog off the contents of a show home, don't they? Because people go, oh, I like that. Can I buy it as it is?
Yeah, often we work with clients in, obviously, it's a turnkey property where they're selling everything that's in sort of situ. Sometimes it's just the curtains that they keep, and then we actually just obviously move the contents and then just add new curtains to it.
Okay, cool. I want to ask you something. Now, and this is a kind of a leading question, but it just fascinates me because it's something that would help me enormously. But if I as a domestic customer called you in and said, right, look, this is where I live, it's a tip, what are we going to do about this? Do you actually also coordinate project management, any work that needs doing? So if you go, well, blimey, you need new windows, or, that door's rotted, whatever, I'm being a bit extreme now. But can you coordinate project work on actually doing stuff as well as just designing it?
Yeah, absolutely. We offer a full project management service, so we're very flexible in what we do. So we can literally offer the design and colour consultation, or we can bring in and I can project manage the whole team.
Okay.
So that can be from a complete refurbishment to just updating one room. Right. So yes, we can.
Okay. I'm using me as an example because that's the best thing to do. I've lived in my current home 7 years now. When I first moved in, it was actually a ruin, and I had to have it completely rebuilt, and I had everything redecorated, but it's now coming up that it needs doing again.
You mean you've ruined it?
I've ruined it, yeah.
Your boys' parties.
I haven't dusted at all for 7 years, and it's looking a bit tired now. And, of course, all the kids have moved out now as well, so I'm there on my own, and I need to put right the stuff that they had in there. But it doesn't just need designing, it needs work doing on it. So if you came in or your company came in and started talking to me about that, and you said, right, we're gonna have orange and light green on that wall, and we're gonna have.
I'd say no, Paul. Yeah.
No, you recommended it, Beth. It wasn't me. I didn't want it at all. You recommended it.
It's a bit more than a pop of colour there.
Yeah, yeah. If I said, right, get it done, do you have painters and decorators, carpenters, electricians and all that, that you work with
on
a regular basis?
They're all there in a handbag, look.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely, yeah. Decorator and I have worked together for basically since the company began. So, right. You know, for me to have tradespeople that I can trust to bring in, you know, my name of 9-10 years coming up is, you know, paramount importance. So anyone coming in has got to pass my test.
Which absolutely. See, and I, for me, I think that's a massive benefit. For ages, I've needed stuff doing in my house. I've got a room that needs completely redecorating. I know that. And I've actually had three people that were recommended to me as painters and decorators to do it. And I've contacted all of them and I've never heard from any of them again. And you just think, well, that's
do you give
indicative.
Them your phone number?
Oh, no. Oh, that's what's doing. Yeah, of course I do. But one of the problems is when you don't do this kind of thing very often is you never know what you're going to get. You know, so you pick up the Yellow Pages and pick out two or three tradespeople. You have no idea what you're going to get. You have no idea whether the quote they give you is reasonable or not reasonable. So to leave it to somebody professional that knows both of those things sounds to me like a really good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the services that we're looking to launch in January is predominantly working with people who are looking to downsize from their family home. Mm. And as you said, you know, with children, with teenagers, you've often got a lifetime of memories in that particular property. So the service we're looking to do is to handhold those people who might be elderly or just too busy to do it, working right
from
the beginning.
Is she talking about me, Jules?
Well, I was sort of, but I didn't like to say.
It's also the emotional thing, though, isn't it, Bethany, of getting rid of your stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough, isn't it? You know, my mum is 86 and she's very sprightly and fabulous. And when she's got shoes that she can't wear, and she said, oh, but you know, they're very expensive and, you know, I don't want to throw them out. And it's that sort of emotional stuff, isn't it?
I think it's finding the balance between, you know, being able to move on in their new sort of period of their life. And often that is to come into a retirement or, you know, downsizing into something smaller. But it's also, like you were saying, Paul, it's about having the trust of someone that you can pick up the phone and know that they're going to look after you. You know, even if you need help with you know, not everyone's on the internet, need help with organizing which property you are going to buy, you know, you might need someone. And with my estate agency background as well, I've got the knowledge not only in interior design but also helping people to actually, you know, find a property at a good price.
Right, okay. Oh, wow.
And the old curb appeal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's cool. So I want to talk soft furnishings now.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I just
like
that.
When am I coming round?
Yeah. See, being a bloke, I am. When I first moved into my house, I did blokey stuff, right? I thought the house I had previously was a big Edwardian country house, and it was decorated in an Edwardian country style, and very nice it was too. But when I moved into my current house, I thought, I'm not doing any of that anymore. I'm bored with that. I'm just going to go bloke here. I'm going to go minimalist. Biggest telly I can find on one wall and big leather sofa. So that's what I did, yeah. Although I started off with a theme in mind, and then I'm an impulse buyer of things. So there's a fabulous shop.
Red in Porsche outside.
Yeah, no, but there's a fabulous shop in Tenterson called Woodcocks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Do you know Paul Burden Woodcock? Paul Burden Woodcock? That's right, yeah. And Paul's a mate of mine, and every time I walk past the shop to go to Waitrose, he'll come out and go, hello, Paul, how are you doing? All right. And I'll stop and chat and I'll go, oh, I like that. And he'll go, that goes lovely in your house. And then I'll buy it. And then I'll get it home. And of course it doesn't go lovely in my house.
He's just
it's
a good
completely
salesman.
Different. He's just a brilliant salesman. But the stuff he sells is fabulous. Mm. Yeah. But I've got no, I just buy stuff and then go, ah, right. Okay. So I've got a yellow sofa.
And I'm intrigued.
Yeah. What I'm asking you is, Is there, you know, you get this thing, it's the new black. So what is currently in at the moment in soft furnishings?
You've got, you know, the quite bold colours. And we've just finished one for Sarah Beeny on Channel 4, where we actually fitted a walnut and high gloss white kitchen that combined with a four-seater dining table and chairs, but also a TV room at the other end.
Right.
So the whole look completely linked in together. And if you go onto my website, you'll see the actual show. But we mix that with quite a vibrant sort of lime green colour.
See, I know.
I did say green, didn't I? It's just not paired with the orange.
Yeah.
But working with, you know, quite sort of bold colours against the white and the walnut, it just stands out and
fresh.
It just, yeah, creates the wow factor.
I am here to tell you, Fruitworks, which is my place in Canterbury, it's my hot desking community workspace, it's a converted Victorian warehouse, is what colour?
It's lime green. Yes.
It's lime green.
With bowls of fruit everywhere. Yeah. So you were right on trend.
I was right on the nose, wasn't I?
I'm so glad that Bethany hasn't mentioned taupe. I'm sure you use taupe, but some people use it rather a lot, don't they?
Yeah. Magnolia, taupe, all the safe colours. But you can use those colours in a monochromatic way. So you can create a look that is on one if you like, colour scheme. But to just add the accessories that may be a little bit different.
See, absolutely. Colour. My house is magnolia from top to bottom.
Yeah,
is and
it?
I did that deliberately so
I'm
I could
so
accessorise with
it.
Yeah, no, I did. I did. That, no, I, that went through my mind. I thought, I'm going to do magnolia and then I can accessorise it really, really differently.
What is your pop of colour going to be then, Paul?
No, I'm not going there. I want to listen to Beth. Yeah, I want to listen to Beth.
You mean you don't know?
No, I do, but I just don't want to tell you. I want to listen to Beth because Beth's far more interesting than you.
Wow!
So, at the moment, you've got lime green and things like that that are in.
Grey is actually very in, and yet that I did my whole house in the 80s in grey was very in.
Yeah, grey, blacks and reds.
Yeah,
very popular.
Grey, really?
Grey.
Now,
gray,
that's
gray.
Interesting. I painted my front door myself grey, and I was really chuffed with it. I thought it looked really nice, but I would never have thought about painting anything inside grey. Mm.
It all depends on, and one of the things we try to do is in this marketplace, not everyone can actually start again. So often our colour schemes are actually led by something existing in the property. So it might be the sofa, a picture that they love. So we can actually work a colour scheme back off that, to just blend the whole colour scheme in together.
Okay. Now, one of the other questions I want to ask is when you're doing a design on a house, do you tend to try and follow the colour scheme through? If I came to you and said, look, right, in the living room, I want leopard skin on the wall. Yeah. Actually, I might do that.
But, I wonder if Academy of Rock's listening.
But in the library, I want subdued terracotta. And then in the dining room, I want, something completely different. Would you go, no, shut up, Paul?
I would say I would always listen to the customer's requirements.
And then ignore me.
But then ignore you.
Quite right, too.
Yeah. No, I would sort of take on board what you said. But what we try to do is we try to have a bit of a tease from room to room.
Right.
So each room would flow to the next by something.
Right.
Or, an object or a picture or whatever. So it would just flow. And flooring generally it tends to be not the statement piece. It's about you just having a flow through the house and not having a green carpet, a blue carpet. It's just if you can keep that to a minimum and then work on the focal points of the room above a fireplace, or a particular window dressing.
Mm. Okay, cool. So it's a fascinating subject, and we've kind of concentrated mostly on my house because I wanted some free advice. That was clever, wasn't it? But just moving on a little bit, because obviously a lot of people that listen to the show, as well as, wanting to decorate their own homes, may either own property, be it holiday properties, second properties, buy-to-let properties. But there's also the whole office commercial stuff. And as we've heard, Mike's looking for new premises, so he'll be getting you in, no doubt.
Mm, for a pop of colour.
To decorate them when he finds somewhere in Sittingbourne to move his hordes of people to. So from a commercial point of view, are the themes similar to domestic, or is it a completely different type of thing that you do?
I think the largest project we've worked on was a nine-bedroom bed and breakfast up the New Dover Road. So it was looking at the existing theme and they were looking to sell. So we went in to make sure that it had the flow but also separated from the private dwelling through to the bed and breakfast area.
Right.
But whilst obviously, doing the new carpets, et cetera, et cetera. So, but in terms of domestic, I think you've got to look at the individual business that you're in order to look at the colour scheme, working obviously from your logos or colour scheme from there, basically.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Cool. Good. Wow. That's really fascinating. We could talk about that forever. We're fast running towards the end of the show, I'm afraid, though. So for the moment, thanks for joining us, Beth. Give us a shout for your web address, Facebook page, Twitter handle, or whichever way you want us to contact you.
www.miragedesigns.co.uk, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn.
Fabulous.
She's also got a request for our sponsor today, Jackie Dog Trainer, Dog Trainer Jackie. about her little howling wolf.
My very little howling wolf, yes.
It's a poodle.
So if Jackie's listening...
Yes, I need advice, Jackie, please, on how I can stop him from howling through the night.
Okay.
I know how. Just have him in your bed.
No.
Jules will tweet that out so Jackie hears it, yeah. Won't you, Jules?
Yeah.
But there's also something else I want to ask you before we finish talking to you, Beth. I want you to tell us a little bit about Porchlight.
Yeah, Porchlight is a charity organisation which is very close to my heart, and I was privileged to actually be able to go and sleep out in the grounds of the cathedral last month with 50 other people to raise money for Porchlight and Catching Lives,
right.
Which was organised by the Rotary Club. Delighted to say we managed to receive, I think it's just short of £30,000 for one evening to sleep
out.
Wow,
excellent. That is amazing.
Yeah, and I'm in talks with them at the moment to see whether I can start doing... going around the schools to actually encourage people.
That, oh, I thought you were going to go around school sleeping out.
No.
Where people get to school on a Monday morning and best asleep on their front lawn.
So, not a good look.
So what are you encouraging the schools to do?
To basically, I mean, I found myself in that situation when I was just short of 16, you know, to say that, you know, life moves on and you can make the best of yourselves, you know, and be able to achieve the dreams that you want.
Mm.
So, yeah, just supporting them where I can, really.
That's brilliant. Well done.
Beth, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And we wish you the best of luck with the next 10 years of your business after this. And also keep up the good work with Porchlight. But for the moment, Beth Rossiter, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Do stay with us for the last few minutes of the show. We've had a tweet from Gunnan's Employment Law in Maidstone saying... we've had training from Alex at F Keys. He knows everything there is to know about the field, and we can thoroughly recommend him. So thank you for that.
We've had a new listener, Will Wood, and he's a chartered accountant, business advisor, and he said he's an accredited... How do I say X-Zero? X-E-R-O. X-Zero.
Zero.
X-Zero.
X-Zero. No, it's zero. Zero.
Trainer. Yeah. So he's an accredited zero trainer. Mm-hmm. I would say X-Zero, but... Anyway.
It's zero. There's zero accounts is what it's called. It's a well-known
accountancy.
Software package. No, it's a software package.
For accountants.
For accounting. Bookkeeping. Yeah.
So he's on accsyslimited.co.uk and he says he's happy to demo the X-Zero and show the benefits of this amazing product to your listeners. So thanks for that, Will Wood, and we will retweet that for you.
Brilliant. And Brenda Cameron tweeted that congratulations to the sausage winners. They're her ex-neighbours, and they've tweeted back saying thank you very much. Would you like some sausages?
Yeah, they probably used to pop a little sausage over the fence.
We've also had a tweet from John Austin Brooks, who is known on the Twitter as saleshelp_VR.
Hello, John.
And he says he's listening into the Business Bunker show. I've got some news that you may be interested in now as a business. It's a bit dry and government-y, but I think it's worth you knowing. National Insurance Contributions Bill has been introduced and passed in Parliament, and they are taking tax off of jobs for small businesses at long last.
Mm.
Only took them 30 years to get around to it, but there we go, better late than never.
They had to give you a chance to rant first.
Yeah, absolutely, and rant I have been. From April 2014, every business and charity in the UK will be entitled to a £2,000 employment allowance to reduce their employer national insurance contributions each year. The employment allowance will reduce the barriers faced by very small businesses which aspire to grow by supporting businesses with the cost of employment. Up to 1.25 million employers will benefit, with 98% of the benefit going to small businesses that have fewer than 250 employees. As a result, 450,000 small employers will pay no NICs at all in 2014 or 2015. The allowance will be available for businesses, charities and community amateur sports clubs. The process will be simple for businesses, which will only need to confirm their eligibility through the usual payroll process. It will be delivered through standard payroll software and HMRC's real-time information system. You can find out more about it by going to www.gov.uk/government/news/employment allowance boost for business bill. I will put a link to that on the Business Bunker website. So if you do want to follow up, I have to say it's not worth reading because it's a typical government site that just waffles on for page after page and doesn't tell you what you need to know anyway. But what you do need to know is if you are a small business with less than 250 employees, you're going to get $2,000 off your NIC bill as of April next year, which can't be sniffed at last.
I could sniff at it.
Could you?
I could. And Will Wood says, thanks for the shout out at Jules Sirkin at Vanilla Web. And it's pronounced...
Vanilla Web.
It's pronounced zero, spelt X0.
So isn't that what I said?
Possibly, but I don't really listen much to you.
That's true.
FSB Events, Federation of Small Businesses, the Mid-Kent branch and Kent and Medway Regional AGM is at the Oakwood House, Oakwood Park in Maidstone. ME16 8AE, and it's tonight actually. Registration is at 5:30. The guest speaker is Caddy Lee Preston, the ex weather broadcaster, and she's got a sparkling, original and quirky style that engages any audience. So that's there is a website, www.kentandmedwayregagm13.eventbrite.
Cool.
And that's tonight.
Cool. Have you got something else to read?
Yes, I've got a... Do you want a fanfare for this one? This is a business community breakfast with guest speaker, the one with the elephant brain. It's Paul Andrews at BCB Jubilee, and they say, we're delighted to announce that entrepreneur... They didn't call you young entrepreneur, but entrepreneur Paul Andrews will be coming to our 50th breakfast on the 14th of November. So that's... Thursday, isn't it? And Paul will be giving his thoughts on the changing face of customer service. Paul is well known for his software company and for Jobs in Kent and the Business Bunker radio show. But what we didn't know until recently is that he used to be a customer service trainer. Yes, I've always thought your customer service was excellent, Paul Andrews.
You did say that earlier, didn't you?
I did. The Jubilee breakfast is free of charge for the first 30 to sign up, so do book early. And at the time of writing, we have 23 people booked already. So let's have a look. This is from Ken Wheeler, the lovely Ken Wheeler. He's on www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. And if you'd like to have your business advert on the rolling slides, you need to let Alex Waterton have it by Monday the 11th. So that was yesterday. You might wheedle in, you never know, if you bat your eyelashes at him. It's alex@f-keys.co.uk. So that's the 14th. And with the lovely Paul Andrews telling you all about his customer service experience.
Cool. Because you've been reading from the top and I've been reading from the bottom of the Twitter list, I'm not sure what we've covered and what we haven't covered now. But we have had a message from Telcare, and forgive me if you've already read this. Telcare, a telecoms company over in Medway City Estate, Rochester, and they were talking about Mike and JM Recruitment, and they said it's really great to hear about companies like Mike's who are expanding and growing. Well done, and congratulations on your 10-year anniversary. I think I've already read that. Yes, I have, from Gullens.
Did you mention Stephen Jenner? He's
new, I haven't.
New. Stephen Jenner is listening. He assists his local drama society. So we read that out today. It's the Gillingham Dramatic Society, and he's a new follower. So hello to you.
I missed this one. I think you read it, but I missed it. Apparently Janice Watton is offering to take me away for the weekend.
Yeah.
But that's how I read it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She'll take you to Eastbourne and, if you want, Canterbury as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Which is lovely. I'm up for that.
She didn't think... but she's bringing her husband as well, so it'll be three in a bed. But I think breakfast is on the house.
It would be.
She didn't think that Business Bunker listeners would want to go to Canterbury. She thought they'd prefer Eastbourne, but a lot of them probably would want Canterbury.
Well, it depends where they are.
Christmas, drinkies, and you don't want to drive home.
Oh, absolutely.
Pop into Janice's Abbott's Barton.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I say.
And funnily enough, I actually quite often pop in there for an afternoon cup of coffee or whatever when I'm trawling around Canterbury. Mm.
Do you tuck up in a little bed and have a nap?
No, I don't take a room. I just
pop in.
I just pop in and have a little drinky poo at the bar, a cup of coffee or afternoon tea or something like that.
That sounds very civilised.
Yeah, it was. During the summer, it was especially lovely because the gardens outside are really nice. And I went through a little spate of going to county cricket.
As well, and for a bat.
Yeah, so I'd arrive a bit early, have afternoon tea at Abbott's Barton and pop over for the cricket, which I thought was incredibly civilised.
Lovely. Do you ever do any work?
No.
AK Pet Services, Adrian, who helped us out through Bonfire Night with Pet Care, says hello and listening in to the Business Bunker with Paul Andrews and the lovely Jules. Hello to you. And Business Com Break, they're saying hello too. That's, what's their Twitter handle? At BCB_Kent. So they're saying hi too.
Are they? Hi.
They are.
Cool. I've got a couple of emails I want to read here. There's a curry and beer night on the 26th of November at the Everest Inn, 113 Station Road, Ashford, from 6 p.m. It's enjoy a curry and beer with Cane and Beer. Cane and Beer are the bookkeepers, accountants.
Yeah.
That's Ellie Beer and Paul Cane. Ellie and Paul are proud to announce that our much-awaited curry and beer evenings throughout Kent are about to kick off in Ashford, starting on the 26th of November. The first evening will be in the Everest Inn, which is 113 Station Road, Ashford, from 6 p.m. in the bar area. Jeeb and his staff will be serving canapes at a bar as a little taster for things to come, and then we will sit down for a special set menu serving a variety of chicken, lamb and vegetable dishes from the Indian and Nepalese menu, as well as rice and breads. These evenings are for local business owners and staff to have a relaxed, informal night, enjoying excellent food, good company and maybe a beer or two. It's also an opportunity for you to make new contacts and exchange business cards. If you want to be there, but there's definitely no pressure to do so. Please just bring a crisp £20 note with you on the evening to cover the food, and Cane and Beer will settle the drinks bill.
That sounds good, and especially the amount that I drink.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't. If you're coming, Ellie, if Jules is coming, you need a mortgage to pay that.
Prosecco all round.
Yeah, yeah. But I have to tell you, listener, that Jules and her gang descended on chives at Broom Park.
Oh, chives. It's fantastic.
The other night. What was it? Sunday? So Saturday night.
Saturday, yeah. It was fabulous. The chef is Graham Green.
Mm. I know it was fabulous.
Broom Park.
Because from 11 p.m. onwards, I got inundated with all of them tweeting me, sending me messages and drunkenly insinuating things about me on the Twitter. And then they started bombarding me with photographs.
We had a lock-in, and Hoodner's horse was behind the bar because he's a publican.
Yeah.
He was behind the bar pouring me brandies.
Yeah, but you lot, there were four of you, had nine bottles of Cava between you, and that was just as an aperitif.
Yeah. I know. It was, I have to say, it was the grazing menu, and it was probably one of the best meals I've had all year. And the service was great. Young Joe was there, and Deborah looked after us really well. So that's at Chives. It's in Broom Park, just outside Canterbury. And the rooms, Beth, £80 a night. Amazing, wow. Amazing. So you and I could
go. Did you stay?
Yeah, that'd be a good night.
No, I'd like to go, though. I'm going to go and stay. When my new husband comes back on the 18th of December from his world travels, you can follow him on at Frontier Funds, FUNDS. Looking at emerging and frontier markets. When he's back, I'm going to take him. Thing is, he won't want to go out, will he? He'll want to be at home. I want to go out. Channel Chamber Network Breakfast, Wednesday the 13th of November. So that's tomorrow, manana. It's at 7:30, and it's at the Romney Hythe and Dymchurch Railway. Does it chug along on the train, this?
What?
You're not listening, are you?
Yes, I am. Does it chug along the
train?
Well,
the venue says it's the Romney Hythe and Dymchurch Railway.
Yeah.
So does that mean you get on a train and chug about?
Yeah, yeah. I was here at the studio last night, and for the first time in ages, this level crossing was closed while the train came through, taking the kids home from school.
That's so nice.
I know. That all the kids from New Romney go to school on the miniature railway.
That is lovely. Mm. That's the time gone by. Now, to go on this, it's Tracy Reynolds, 01303 270022, or go on to the kentchannelchamber.co.uk, and that's tomorrow, 7:30 to 9. Toot, toot to you guys.
It's remiss of me. I forgot to mention...
You are remiss.
I forgot to mention the curry night with Beer and Cane. There is a website where you can find out about it, so I should have given you that, which
you
is HTTPT... /... Cane and Beer. That's CAINANDBEER. CaneandBeer.co.uk / curry - nights. So that's CaneandBeer.co.uk / curry - nights. Do check that out.
And at Be Fast Friends at Breakfast Friends, Seven Oaks, Kent, have said to me, how about the curry club, Jules Sirkinez? I don't want to do a breakfast, so that suits me to do a little talk.
And they want you to talk at the curry cup?
Yeah.
Really?
After eating, no.
In that time in the evening?
Yeah.
You're better off with Jules at breakfast, because at breakfast she's only had three bottles of Prosecco, whereas at curry in the evening she'd already been five ciders in and at least, four or five bottles of Prosecco down?
You know, a ginger cider is lovely, and an elderflower, I've just discovered that, an elderflower cider.
I know about ginger cider, because the last time I came out with you and your mates,
yeah,
you'd already done that in the pub at lunchtime, before we went to lunch.
Yeah,
You'd already done 5 pints of ginger cider.
I walked into Wheeler's and sat down at 3 o'clock, and Paul said, hang on a minute, exactly how many have you had already, you know, in his curmudgeonly way. At the Mike Pitt, the lovely gentleman from London, is saying hi, listening into the Business Bunker. So that's at the Mike Pitt. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Very handsome gentleman.
He's lovely, Mike. Yeah. Yep.
Next in the wardrobe.
Yeah. I've had a tweet from another new listener, Beta Hauling. That's B-E-A-T-A, Beta Hauling. And she's known on the Twitter as B Hauling, B-E-A-H-A-L-L-I-N-G. And she says, Vanilla Web, hi, I'm first time listener to the Business Monk Show, really enjoying it. Thank you very much. You can find out all about me at my website. And her website is number3andahalfsteps.com. That does make sense, doesn't it? 3andahalfsteps.com. But it's 3andahalfsteps.com is the website, but it's the number 3 rather than the words 3. And I'll put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. So thank you for looking in, Beta. It's lovely to have you join us as a new listener. And I also want to tell you about Christmas with Sally for Cakes.
I love a cake.
Do you?
Especially her lemon drizzle.
Really?
Goes down a treat.
It's your one weakness, isn't it?
So are we all round there at Christmas then?
I don't know.
She's invited us.
Should I read it out and we'll find out?
She's inviting us, yeah.
Christmas with Sally for Cakes. Novelty and traditional cakes. Cake classes at Quite Contrary. That's in Whitstable, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's in Tankerton High Street.
And also Sally for Cakes gift vouchers are available. Christmas cakes this year will be on a pre-book basis only, and the last date for orders will be the 20th of November, so you've got to get in quick. All cakes come wrapped in cellophane and tied with a decorative bow, all ready to give as a gift or to keep for your own Christmas dinner. Made of the finest moist fruit cake. Are you allowed to say moist on the radio?
Not really, no.
No, we'll ignore that.
Tut, tut.
Yeah. Made of the finest moist fruit
cake.
Can't
say Rolf Harris either, apparently.
As a traditional family recipe. Do you know what it is yet? Cakes can be ordered via email. Sally@sally4cakes.co.uk or at Quite Contrary in Tankerton. Okay. There's also novelty cupcake decorating classes at £45 a person.
I'm just thinking, you know, every time you say novelty, I just get this image, after seeing you in rehab in the window with your nipple tassels on, of you leaping out of the cake.
Can you say nipple tassels on the radio?
Yeah, not really, no. Of you leaping out of the novelty cake.
Is that what you were going on about?
Yeah.
Anyway, can I finish my email?
Go on, carry on, hurry
novelty
up.
Novelty cake... cupcake decorating classes, £45 a person. Learn how to ice and decorate novelty cupcakes. Each person will have 4 cupcakes to decorate. All equipment will be provided and you will be given a box to take them home in. Not you, you would have eaten them by then, wouldn't you? Tea and coffee available throughout the course. The themes will be Muppets, Minions, Princess or Pirates.
What would you do?
Pirates.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd do cupcakes with a wooden leg.
I think I'd be Muppet, because I think you and I are like those two old codgers in the balcony.
Piggy.
No, darling, you and I are like the two old codgers in the balcony that go, I don't know why we come here.
Yeah.
That's what we're like.
Yeah. No, I think you'd do better as Miss Piggy.
Do you?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I think you would be that sort of mad dog thing.
Mwah!
Yeah, on the piano.
You know,
Ralph, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ralph the dog.
Yeah.
Caroline
anyway,
Liz.
Anyway, I haven't finished. Stop interrupting.
This is like an epic.
Yeah. Well, there's a website where you can find out all about this, which is www.sally4cakes.co.uk.
You can't edit these, you know.
No, you can't.
Caroline and Liz, now they say, hi, Vanilla Web. They run the whole of the East Kent delivery for the Riverford organic... veg box and more. They deliver wine, Prosecco, all sorts of things. And they're saying, your listeners are invited to the wine and Christmas goodies tasting. Here we are, Bethany. Get your babysitter booked. We can get John Sykes, who's out there to drive us, because he doesn't drink and drive.
Perfect.
It's the 20th of November at Howfield Manor in Canterbury, and it's only £5 a ticket. Tweet for info. So, Mike, you, me, we could take Paul Andrews.
Well, I could drive you.
We'll think about that, if we can all squeeze in his Porsche. So that sounds great. Thank you very much for that, chaps. And Rebecca Nutt, Serenity yet again, is offering Whitstable the 27th of November, 6 to 8 p.m. KC Angino facials. Come and try it out. Free demos. Fabulous. And there's also all sorts of things going on their open evening.
Cool.
So that's at Serenity Becca.
Brilliant. Well, we've got a few emails left and a few tweets, but I'm afraid we've run out of time.
We have.
It just leaves me to say thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to share an hour and a half with you on a Tuesday afternoon. And thank you for participating, all you listeners out there that have emailed and tweeted. It's been an absolute pleasure to have our two guests on the show, Mr. Mike Bailey, the CEO of JM Recruitment, and the lovely Bethany Rossiter, Design Director of Mirage Designs.
No relation to Leonard.
No.
Oh, Leonard Rossiter. Okay, yeah,
got it. And our houses don't look like rising damp houses.
Did I not? Well, I'm glad you clarified that. You've been listening to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. Coming up later on Channel Radio, at 3 o'clock we have Kevin Cam with Extra Milk. At 5 o'clock, the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with his stripy socks.
There's a little queue forming.
Yeah, on the Craig Avery Show. And then at 9 o'clock is Jamie Leftarm with the fabulous New Potato Show, all that's great in new, unsigned and up-and-coming bands.
Check that show out.
So do check out those shows on channelradio.co.uk. You won't be disappointed. They are fabulous shows. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to share the afternoon with you. We will be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk. Come on.